too much room in our lives. Still means a possibility. It means a might, a maybe. But when God used words in the Bible like shall, that means that it's going to happen. So no matter what has happened in my life, I'm standing. Even if I had to fall down, yes, the word tells us it's not what you do when a man falls 77 times, but it's what he do when he get back up. So guess what? The Bible lets us know that we do fall. But even in our falling, we have to stand. We have to stand. The scripture starts off like this. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. It didn't say be strong in Tia. It didn't say be strong in Pastor Harris. It didn't say be strong in Kathy, Jamari, Donald. It didn't say be strong in ourselves. Because we don't have any power. No. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes. So the Lord is strong all by himself. And what I love about him is that he got a dunamis power. So that means he got double power. So he's strong as the Lord. But he said, in the power of his might. So see, children, when we are praying over you and putting our hands on you, laying my hands on you and stuff, that is for you to stand in the Lord. For me to send you out the door to school for you to come back the same way you left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you are strong. When I sent you to school, you were strong. And when you come back through my door, you're still strong. I didn't get a phone call saying that my child didn't make it. My God. I know y'all don't feel this right now, babies. And yes, this word is for all. But I really feel like this word is for them this morning. Because babies are 17-year-old baby. Didn't go back home to his mama and his daddy. Because all he wanted to do was go and do what he liked doing, whether it was rapping, poetry, whatever it was, he was expressing himself. But this child did not return back to his foe. Because guess what, babies? Once mama done laid hands on you, I remember telling Dominique and Chantel when they were younger, when a test is before you, and you feel the anxiety coming on, you ask the Holy Spirit to take over your mind. You ask him to come in, and the anxiety will go away. So we're training you because we understand that the word is the only thing that's going to get you through this life. He said to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You can't wear my suit, Jamari. You can't wear my suit, Donald. You can't wear my suit because guess what? There's a suit already made for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a suit that God has already designed to keep you covered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're on Facebook Live because I believe that we invite people to church and it's their choice, elder, to come. But if they don't come, we have other avenues to reach out. So Facebook Live is going on right now. Elder is recording us in the back. Hallelujah. Because we at Rhema understand that if you don't step a foot in this church, we're going to get the word to you anyhow. Hallelujah. But we want you to come and visit with us. We want you to come and sup with us and eat of the good of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So even Facebook Live, as you hear my voice on today, understand that God has designed, start teaching your children this. God has designed a set of armor for your children specifically. Amen. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the wiles of the devil. So we don't wrestle against somebody teasing you about shoes. We don't wrestle against somebody teasing you about your clothes. Because guess what, babies? That's spiritual. And so God has designed it where if we want you to be wise in the Lord, and being wise in the Lord, listen to me closely, means that if someone is bullying you, guess what? That's a spiritual attack on your life. If someone is bullying you, that is also spiritual and flesh. So guess what? This is where the people of God have to know how to fight for our children. If someone is teasing and being mean, or even if they are teasing and being mean, come on, God, come on, come on, come on. Because how many know that our children do act up when they get to school? Amen. So even if they are bullying and being mean or checking or doing anything of that sort, somebody would say, oh, they just being kids. That's the devil. Because now you're interfering with someone else learning. Because you decide to go to school and to check and to be the class clown or to everybody to like you. Hallelujah. 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 I stand firm on this word today. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Because not only are adults being caught up in foolishness and mess, and our children, our people are dying, our children are caught up in mess as well. When you got time to talk about somebody else's situation, you're caught up in mess. My God. If you're not praying for that situation, you're caught up in mess. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. And the reason I know this is when people have enough time to keep your name in their mouth, that's mess. And it's the wiles of the devil. And I've learned through this walk that I never have to confront anyone about my name being in their mouth. Hallelujah. But I go before the throne of grace and mercy. And I pray on my bended knees, asking Lord to free them from that mindset. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, you're trying to fight something down here that God already told you that it's not earthly. It's in the spiritual realm that you fight. You say, well, Miss Tia, how in the world, as a child, do I know how to fight? I'm telling you right now, you fight by praying. You fight by getting, you get the Bible. Don't wait for your mother or your father to tell you to get this word. Just like you pick up books in school, pick this book up. Open it and read it. And if you don't understand something, first of all, you ask God to give you knowledge to understand in this word. Amen. Then you come to your mother, your father, and you say, Mama, Daddy, I don't understand what it's saying concerning my life. And we shall help you. You say, you really on us hard today. Because I want us to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I want you to have children so that I can have grandchildren. Hallelujah. But our children are not even making it across the graduational stage. So how can they walk into a marriage? My heart is full. I told you it was full. Because just senseless killings are happening. And you say, but God is God and he. No, wicked is wicked. And God has given us power over wicked. But we want to do what is popular. Yes. Not talking about God and not saying what God has given us in our hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He said to wherefore take unto you the whole, not half of the armor of God, but the whole armor of God. He said, stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth. This right here. Look at me, sons. This is your truth. You're girded. Now you're getting ready to get dressed. I'm going to help you get dressed this morning, right? I'm going to help you get dressed. So we're gonna gird you right here with truth. Hallelujah. And then he said, what we're going to do next is, so you're going to put on, you know, the little sword things, the little things y'all like to play with, where the people wore, like the knights wore back in the day. It's called a breastplate. Uh-huh. And that's going to be for righteousness. Because if you stand for anything, you're going to fall for anything too, right? So what righteousness say, hallelujah. Righteousness say, I'm not standing for what the world say. The world say that I can't have X, Y, and Z. But what God say? Righteousness say, you know what? I want to go in that store and steal them shoes, but what I've been taught won't let me go in there and do that. Uh-huh, let's break it down. Oh, I see. You got on them new pair of shoes. I'm going to go home and ask my mama, I seen this boy with them shoes on, and I want them shoes. Nah, you're not walking in righteousness. You're walking in jealousy. Envy. Uh-huh. I'm trying to find words that you can understand. Come on, God. Come on. Come on. Now, we got on our truth, our righteousness. He said, and above your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So my feet, when I walk, listen, my kids will tell you. I tell you, I had a Jesus moment. Where Jesus went into the temple and tossed stuff up, I had this beautiful little burgundy and black lamp piece. And somebody in my house told somebody that they hated them. Uh-huh. And before I knew it, I picked the vase up and I shattered it on the floor. And I told the devil he had to go. Because hate is not of God. Hate is of the devil. God is love. And when we are walking in his gospel of peace, we walk in what? Love. Hallelujah. We walk in love for all mankind, not some. You can't love some and not all. That's not what the word teaches. He said then, above all, taking the shield. So now you got to have something to block you, Jamari. On the, what's the game that the kids play now? Fortnite? Yeah. And they have little shields and stuff that they hold up? Well, any game that has a shield, that's what God wants you to have. It's a shield of faith. You say, well, Miss T, well, how can kids have faith? They can. They can. They can believe God for good test scores. They can believe God for moving where the teacher or the people at the board says, hey, you're reading on this level. That's too low for you. You need to come up some. You can ask God for that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Preaching this morning, ain't it? Because mm-hmm. I'm tired. And I think God is too. It's time to get in the place where God says, don't just ask me for stupid stuff, but stuff that will bring about a change in your life. Hallelujah. You're asking me for stuff that you don't even need. He said, because I already provided for you, right? The necessary things to eat, to drink, to have a roof over your head, to have clothes on your back. He said, I already did that now. But when you start asking me for stuff that scratches out your faith, hallelujah. And matter of fact, I'm going to give you a good one. While mama down there praying for a house, ask Lord to bless us with a house. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You're scratching your faith. But your faith can only be scratched if you're blocking those things that are trying to tear down your faith. Hallelujah. Let's go back. He said to take the helmet of salvation. That means my head got to be covered. Hallelujah. My head got to be protected. Because if a blow hit me right, I might die. Yes. Yeah. So see, God, let me show you something. If you don't have the mind of Jesus Christ, the devil speaks to you in the head. And he, when he speaks, then you got people walking into schools and shooting up children. Because now the devil has planted a seed in your mind, in your head. He has spoke to you. And when that thought came up, you did not pull it down. You did not say, I wasn't taught like that. You did not say, Mama, I'm thinking about something. I can remember when my children, like if they had issues, I'm looking to say, Mama, I'm thinking about suicide. I say, I plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus come against Satan right now. Right now. It's not of God. Hallelujah. 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 And he said, then I'm going to give you the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You can't fight empty-handed. Oh, thank you, God. You don't go to a fight empty-handed. Either you come in there with your fist ball or you come in there to get beat up. But in Jesus, he done gave us the word. So when someone attacks who I am, I use the word. Why should I be going back and forth with them when I'm supposed to be standing on the word of God, which is my sword to fight? That's right, amen. Two-edged sword. That means that's double. That I'm coming, and I got power in the Holy Ghost. It's time out for trying to fit in. It's time out for handling situations in the flesh. It's time out for thinking that the enemy, because he quiet, he not mixing and mingling over there trying to stir something up. And you should always be ready. Always not getting ready. When I pray off season, I'm praying for the things that's going to come. Hallelujah. I'm praying for the things that he already plotting up. I already got God on top of it. When I'm praying off season and when I'm praying on season, hey, I'm telling God, listen, God, I know that you're going to use me, God. I thank you for what I just came through so that I can deal with this situation right here. Oh, that y'all didn't get that. When you go through something, that's why it says through it all. So whatever all is, whatever it is that I'm going through, God has already got me prepared. He already been, I've been praying. I've been warfaring. I've been in my word. Hallelujah. Huh. It's time to get in the word. It's time to get in his presence. Not just when you want something. Not just when you need something. You should be in his word. The Bible says to meditate day and night. Yeah. You should be talking to God on a regular basis. You should be talking to God from the time you wake up to the time it's time for you to go to bed. I could be riding in the car and I'd be like, Jesus. I'll say, thank you. My daughter say, Mama, what's wrong? I say, there ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. I'm just talking to him. Because, see, I never know what the enemy is trying to plot against my family. I never know what God wants me to go through so that I can learn, so that I can be a light for somebody else. The things that we have been through has not been for us, but it's been for somebody else. He says, and I'm wrapping it up, praying always. With all prayer and supplication in the spirit, not in your flesh. See, when you pray in your flesh, you're asking for things that you don't even need. But when you're praying in the spirit, all you're doing is you're praying to God what he already said you can have. My God. Jesus Christ. When you're praying in the flesh, you're praying for stuff you don't need. But when you're praying in the spirit, you pray for stuff that God said that you already can have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and watch. He said, watch. See, when the devil comes sit right by us, and because we ain't prayed up and we ain't been watching, he done caused havoc just from that one sit by. Oh, my God. That boy in school or that girl in school that got you distracted. You say that's the devil, man? You say that's a... I'm saying that the devil just called chaos in your life because you know if your mama get that phone call, what's going to happen? So guess what? Because that is confusion, and God is not the author of what? Confusion. Hallelujah. I'm already walking tall, babies. I walk tall in the Holy Spirit. He said, watch there who with perseverance. You got people say, Miss Tia, you don't never give up. I won't give up. I will not give up. I won't stay down. I won't. I shall not stay down. Because I sung the song earlier. Nobody, they didn't tell me that the road was going to be easy. They didn't. I watched their lives. My Aunt Peggy, who still is a prayer warrior to the day, I watched their lives. And their lives tell me that if I keep in constant communication with God, I have no choice but to succeed. I have no choice but to go forward. And see, why you hating on me, guess what? You need to talk to God about that thing, because guess what? I be trying to sit down somewhere. But he said, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. You've been sitting down too long. Get up. It's time to do something else. The same thing with you babies. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to make a difference in the circles that you come involved with. It's time. It's time. You say, I'm too young. No, you're not. You're just the right age. Because now God can say, you know what? You're going to be humble. You're going to be pure because he said you're a child. Hallelujah. And children are God's most prized possessions. They're his greatest gift to the world. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And supplication, prayer for all saints. We're standing. Hallelujah. We're standing. Hallelujah. We're standing. We're standing. Hallelujah. 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 We give God praise on today for Pastor Cosadine Harris for entrusting what God has given her to think enough that myself and Elder would be able to carry service on today. We thank God for the woman of God. We thank God for